Happy Hanukkah, everyone. Today we're going to speak about the significance of kindling the menorah. We all know the mitzvah on Hanukkah to kindle the menorah. How do we do that? We take either a candle or a wick. We kindle it with a fire, and that fire consumes the candle, and thus it burns a nice flame. And we sing all the different songs around it. Now we know that the candles which were lit in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Holy Temple, they would kindle it every single night. However, in the time when the miracle of Hanukkah took place, there was no clean and pure oil for them to light the menorah. So Hashem made a miracle. They had found one little jug of oil which had the seal of the Kohen Gadol, and with that they were able to light the menorah. However, one problem was that that little jug of oil had only amount of oil in it to burn for one day. So the miracle happened and they kindled it for 8 days. So although we all know that the menorah which we kindle today symbolizes and it is a remembrance of the menorah which was in the Beis HaMikdash, today, however, we're going to bring out there are four differences between the menorah which we kindle today and the menorah which was kindled in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The first difference is, in the Beis HaMikdash, they always had the same amount of candles, meaning to say every day they lit 7 candles, no matter what. The second difference is, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would kindle the candles by day, when it was still light outside. However, the menorah which we kindle today for Hanukkah is kindled after dark. Third difference is the candles of the Beis HaMikdash were inside, all the way inside in the Kodesh, in the Holy Sanctuary. However, the candles which we light today for Hanukkah, we all know the halacha is that it has to be, one has to place the menorah al Pesach Beisei Mibachutz, it has to be by the doorway facing outside. The fourth difference is the candles of the Beis HaMikdash, as well as the Mishkan, as the tabernacle, they were kindled in a time when the Jewish people had everything which they needed physically. Especially in the time when the Jewish people sojourned in the desert, they had all the food which they needed. We all know their food came from heaven through the manna. Their water came from the well of Miriam, and even their clothing grew with them, and they were always cleaned by the clouds of glory. The same thing we find in the times of King Solomon, Shlomi HaMelech, that in his times the Jewish people had lacked nothing. They had everything which they needed physically, and the same was in the spiritual sense, that since the Jewish people had everything they needed in the physical sense, this enabled them to serve Hashem in its fullest. However, in the times of Hanukkah, where the Jewish people were under the rulership of the Greek Empire, the Jewish army was minute compared to the thousands upon thousands of soldiers which were in the Greek army. And in a spiritual sense, this prevented them from serving Hashem in its fullest. And as we know in the story of Hanukkah, as we mentioned before, they were unable to find pure olive oil. Now, all these differences, they are connected one with each other. When the Jewish people have everything which they need in a physical sense, automatically this enables them to serve Hashem in the spiritual sense. Because if a Jewish person has that all that he needs, resources which he needs, he's able to give to Hashem with an open hand. And therefore, there is no reason to wage any wars or to have Mesiras Nefesh to give away one's life. Everything is fine. And therefore, there's no reason to increase the amount of candles. This is why in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you had the same amount of candles every single day, because everything is going normal. There is also no need to put an effort that the candles should light the street on the outside and the world as large. The menorah, as we said before, burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, and automatically it gave off light to the outside. But there is no reason to go out of your way to put an effort that the candles should be right facing the outside to light up the darkness, because there is no darkness. Everyone was following the ways of Hashem, and everything was peace. So there was no need to put an effort to light up the outside. However, in a time of wars, which was the time when the miracle of Hanukkah took place, and it was just, the Jewish people waged wars not only against the Greeks, but as the Talmud calls them, the Misyavnim. Unfortunately, there were some Jewish people which did not follow the ways of Torah and mitzvahs, and they chose to assimilate with the Greeks. So this was a very hard time for the Jewish people, and it wasn't in this hard time that Hashem gave us the mitzvah of the candles of Hanukkah, and this was in a time when the Jewish people required Mesiras Nefesh, to give up their life. So in such a time, it is not enough to make light inside in one's house, because on the outside it is dark, and the darkness of the outside could penetrate inside one's house. Therefore, one has to put hishtadlus, put in an effort to light up the night, to light up the streets out there. We kindle Hanukkah at the doorstep, as opposed to inside, as it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. It is not enough that one will kindle the menorah and just place it on his table and say that the light will eventually get out. No, but how it must be kindled at the doorpost. And again, to put the hishtadlus, effort, that this light should penetrate the darkness outside. It is also not enough to light every night the same amount of candles. It is not sufficient the light which we kindled the previous night, but one must constantly increase in the light, because the darkness is so great, and we must put in all of our efforts to overcome this darkness. What do we get from all this? In a time when it's darkness out there, one should not be intimidated from the darkness which is out there. No, but on the contrary, we have to go with the Mesiras Nefesh to put our agendas aside, light up the night, and every day to increase more and more light, until it will come the time when we will be able to get a hold of the pure olive oil. And this has to be done in three different ways. First of all, we cannot be satisfied with the amount of lights which we have kindled yesterday. But every day we must increase. Today we lit one, the next day two, the next day three, and so on and so forth. We cannot start with eight right away, because the world will not be able to handle it. We have to begin with one light, then two, and then three. Second thing is, we cannot be satisfied with the light which we make light inside of our home, and to rely upon that the world will be inspired with the light which I'm kindling here in my house. This is not so, but we must go and light up the night. Third thing is, the whole attitude of this has to be to put away all of your personal agendas. Just like the miracle of Hanukkah, a miracle is something which is beyond nature. A person has to go, so to speak, out of his box and not be intimidated from anything which is going on out there in the world, and to carry out the mission which Hashem has entrusted with him. And this is something which is demanded by every single Jew, that he must know that he is an ambassador of Hashem to warm up the physical world. And it has to be in a way that, again, not to be satisfied with which you have accomplished yesterday, but every single day to increase more and more Torah, more mitzvahs, and when we do so, we will be meritorious to get a hold of the pure and olive oil until the ultimate redemption of Mashiach, when we will witness the kindling of the menorah in the third Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.